Lastly, Mark Michaud, please come on up and tell us about the Lord's work in your life.
Hi, my name is Mark. I was born in Guyana, which is in South America, for those of you who don't know. It's the only English-speaking country in South America, so that's cool. But I grew up in Jamaica. I was raised as a Christian, in a Christian family, and we followed the teachings of Jesus Christ. But for me, it was just do as you're told. I would usually just read some parts of the Bible to have something smart to say when I was asked if I was reading my Bible at church. Over the years, this would eventually turn into full manipulation of my outward Christian walk. I would constantly lie about my relationship with God to my elders and my friends, and it became very, very easy to do. I was not sure how to stop. I was not sure if I wanted to. Christianity for me at the time was just something I had to do to be accepted in a Christian community, and I made sure that I did. The year was June 3rd, 2001, and I moved to Minneapolis to go to school and to make a living for myself there, leaving behind my family in Jamaica. I was finally free from my parents and their expectations of me, but that freedom came with a price. In Minneapolis, I was on an R1 visa, which meant I could only work for a religious organization. However, my visa got denied twice. I could not officially work, so I was given a stipend of $50 every 2 weeks for like 80 hours of work. At that same time, I lost the love of my life. On top of that, I had none of my friends. They were all like in different states. In August, I remember crying for hours because I was in so much pain from all the disappointments in my life. I couldn't stomach the pain anymore. Everything that mattered to me was gone. I had no parents, no girlfriend, no money, no friends, nobody that I could really, really, really trust. All I had was loneliness and the fear of being deported. I recognized that there had to be a turning away from sin in my life and that I needed a savior, because my parents kept drilling that to me when I was younger. And, you know, when you're on your own, it finally kicks in. And so for parents that are out there being consistent with your kid, keep being consistent. The Bible says that we are all sinners, Romans 3:23, that we have all offended God, that we have all broken his law, and we are all guilty of having sinned. And because of this, we're separated from God. We are dead in our sins, and we cannot please God. And we will suffer damnation. And the only way to escape this judgment is by receiving Christ, by trusting in what Jesus did on the cross. And so in August, August 2nd, that night, I did exactly that. I opened my Bible and I turned to Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through to 7. And it reads, "My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, indeed, if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless." And those words convicted me so deeply that I was now aware how much I needed to understand the fear of the Lord and walk blameless in his sight. I knew that I needed to repent and seek forgiveness, but I was so accustomed to pretending that at that moment I just didn't know how to be true. And I needed more help to repent. Then I turned my eyes I opened my Bible and I was looking through Proverbs and I just went back through Proverbs again. And in verse 3 it says, indeed, if you call out for insight and cry out aloud for understanding. And that's exactly what I did. I fell on my knees and I cried. And I cried out to God to save me, save me, save me, save me. And I poured out my heart to God. And he saved me. Truly, Jesus was the Son of God. And he died on the cross. And he was resurrected from my sins. And I wasn't trying to manipulate the system. I wasn't trying to manipulate scripture. I wasn't trying to be super intelligent. I wasn't trying to take on this change for myself. Like, okay, I believe. And no, I'm going to just change my actions. It wasn't that at all. You know, that night a calmness came over me. And I was so excited because I believed. You know, I believed for myself. And it's true. God is the only supreme, eternally self-aware being who had no beginning, nor will he cease to exist. He's non-contingent. He's transcendent and immutable, and of whom no greater being exists. He is only omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, logical, righteous, just, merciful, and completely gracious. And after that night, I recognized that God requires holiness and that we must live a life that is pleasing to him, not because of Christian culture or practices, but because he's truly the one and only living God. He's the creator of all things, Isaiah 44:24, and we are created to worship him. He alone is God. There have never been any other gods before him, nor will there be any after him. God is God from all eternity, Psalm 90 verse 2. And in Exodus 3:14, nothing matters more than being obedient to Christ. And I want to love him more than I love myself, more than I love success, more than this world's acceptance. And today I'm here to be baptized because I want to be obedient to Jesus Christ. And I want to boast in his name as long as I live. Amen.
Mark Nisho, based on your profession of faith and your love for the Lord Jesus Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.